This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Reawakening, exclusively here on RBN. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, coming at you live. It is September the 11th, 2021, and what a harbinger week. What an incredible, it's worse than a train wreck. It's worse than a, you know, all those catastrophes. And the most important thing, timely, I'm going to finish up here. And then I'm going to get to the really important stuff. I'm going to give every man and woman an answer. There's going to be a lot of admonitions and corrections and discipline happening this week. And apologies to the faithful doers of the good words, meaning the Bible and God's words, and correction to the fool, if he can be. Okay. Yeah. Let me start with a joke. Some idiots are trying to utilize my title as doctor for a real horrible mess that they've made of their lives. And apparently they're... Oh, that really hurt. Ooh. Be angry and sin not. Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. Okay, both you bums, hit the road. Okay, yeah, the adventure continues. I'll figure something out. Be angry and sin not. Maybe that should be the title of the show rather than the one I had chosen, Innocent Blood. Okay. Stoic. Yes. Where was I? So I'm covering and finishing. There's only a couple of three pages left in the, and you need one of these, poll worker training manual. You need to go through the course. You need to actually work at the poll, not just be a watcher. And there is a very special election coming up here in California. We're going to be recalling the noose, and I hope and pray that the good man, the good statesman, Ted Gaines, takes that position. I'm going to be turning, okay, oh, I forgot to say the funny part, so the karma coming up before Kitty so rudely interrupted, is that there is a horrible, clamorous, contentious, vexatious woman by the name of Michelle Orant. I put a T on the end because she is Michelle Orant. I did, in fact, have a restraining order issued against her in 2016 because she's a complete nut job. And are you threatening me? Why, yeah. Let's see. I don't do that kind of thing. I don't kick butts physically unless I have to. And then it's on in the champion style. You know, I really miss just ripping out of the gate in border cross, just gently cruising out of the gate in slalom and giant slalom after I let the other competitor get a 2-second head start. I just kind of just roll out of the gate. And then since I know physics, all kinds of physics, all the way up to X-ray physics, F equals MA. And I got some serious newtons and some serious force equals mass times acceleration, F equals MA. Hope you understand that. So, I'm going to pick up here. Yeah, they put her name in as Michael Orant. It shouldn't be this much fun, but it has to be. Be angry and sin not. As in, I used to have difficulty even saying the words Michael and I when I actually hung out with Michael School. Okay. So, see, be angry and sin not. I'm going to pick up in the middle of page 5 in the glossary. I was talking about the secrecy sleeve. It's a folder used by the voter for confidentiality. That was the finishing remark of my show last week. The spoiled ballot is a ballot that has been voted incorrectly or damaged by a voter. Because if you have naughty cats, sometimes they'll try to file things and they'll scratch it. surrendered VBM ballot. That's a vote-by-mail ballot that is surrendered to a precinct board member for the opportunity of voting in person at their assigned polling place. The tally report. The printed tape report on the, remember JBC is the judge's booth controller, and the evil slate or the e-slut that is printed at poll closing. This report verifies the ballot counts for all races and measures. The precinct board members check and sign each report at poll closing, and four sets of reports from each machine are printed and distributed as instructed. I repeat, four, one, two, three, four, you know, fourth place. There's not even a spot on the podium for that. Let's see, four sets of reports from each machine are printed and distributed as instructed. The tape seal is an official seal applied to the voting equipment. See the seal's glossary for picture. For picture! Okay, there's another typo. And you better be paying attention 1,000% so that you notice these things. Like that poor Chinese woman at Sam's Club, which, by the way, seems to have imploded. They don't even have the place to make posters and pictures and exhibits of your evidence anymore. Used to have a great big poster of me throwing a method grab over a jump, yelling, "Narnar buckets!" Okay, that's another story. So, if the tape seal is tampered with, the tape will indicate the tampering by changing the text written on the seal. Yeah, they got some pretty neat stuff nowadays. Because they have to. Because people are foolish. People that have sworn the oath. Hard to believe, but it's true. Okay, here we go. Page 6. What is an undervote? Voting on a ballot in a race or measure where the voter votes for less than allowed. Sometimes you have to write a good man's name in that space, or a good woman. Okay? Often this means that the race or measure is not voted on at all. This is considered to be an undervote. The evil slate will inform the voter when a race or measure is undervoted. Undervotes. Yeah, really? I think that artificial intelligence needs to shush. Undervotes in individual races and measures will be accepted by the voting equipment, meaning the Scantron thingy, the e-scan, you know, the giant thing that you feed the ballot through. And unvoted ballots are ballots issued to the precinct inspector by the elections office that remain unvoted at the close of polls. These ballots are counted and placed in a sealed box for delivery to the assigned check-in location. And VBM, I wanted to define this in detail. So the vote-by-mail voter, example, voters who applied for a vote-by-mail ballot, I think maybe, did the rapture happen? Because all kind of dead people in Nevada applied for their vote-by-mail ballot and voted in past elections. Because there's something going on in the graveyard. Great song. Let's see. So, or voters who live in a precinct with fewer than 250 registered voters, formerly absentee voters. In Floriston, with our own post office and polling precinct, some idiots at the wherever the registrar of voters changed our mailing address on our postcards to a town 12 miles away from Floriston, just like Kings Beach is 12 miles away from Truckee. Yeah, they changed the mailing address to the town of Truckee, 12 miles away, super sloppy. Oh, that's what I hate. lazy, sloppy, and especially when their sin has an impact on my life, is when you're angry and you sin not. Voted but unscanned ballots, a paper ballot that cannot be read through the e-scan unit, or a ballot that a voter did not want to scan. Voted but unscanned ballots are placed in the auxiliary bin at the end of election day. They are delivered to the elections office in a green sealed portfolio bag and will be scanned and counted during the canvass. And right behind that, oops, skipped one, vote by mail ballots. Ballots requested by the voter when they are unable to vote at the polling place. They are mailed or given to voters in person at the elections office. So you need to be making trips to your elections office. It can't be too far away. I mean, you know, Texas has got a couple hundred counties. Nevada's got 17. We've got 58 here in California. VBM ballots can be mailed or delivered to the elections office or may be turned in at any polling location in Nevada County on election day. Vote by mail ballots must be returned no later than 8 o'clock p.m. on election day. All others will be shredded or recycled into targets. That's my own hand note. All others will be shredded. Okay. Then I read the voted but unscanned ballots. Ding, I'm turning the page. Voter information pamphlet. That is the pamphlet that lists all local ballot contests and is sometimes used as a reference by voters and provides each voter with polling place information, sometimes called a sample ballot booklet. White provisional envelope is the envelope used if a voter's name or address is not on any master roster or the voter cannot surrender a VBM, meaning vote by mail ballot. An interesting observation I made as just an observer was someone bringing a stack of their information from their old address in the city and county of San Francisco up to Nevada County. Only 218 miles or so, one way from there to there, from point A to point B. Okay, worksheet, also called the ballot accounting worksheet. The good news is they surrendered those invalid documents and kept them out of enemy hands. Okay, ballot counting worksheet. The worksheet, also called the ballot counting worksheet. The worksheet is a form provided to facilitate ballot accounting so the reconciliation of ballots and signatures can be performed to create a balance. See, these aren't cooked books. These are balanced books. The results are transferred to the ballot statement in the master roster. You know, you've got general journals and all that accounting crap. Write-in. That's used when a voter chooses to manually write in a vote for a candidate not printed on the ballot. This vote will count only if the man or woman the voter designates is a qualified write-in candidate as listed on the write-in candidates list in the precinct supplies. Yeah, I don't care about that. Anyway, wrote in Ron Paul's name. There were 88 other people in a county of 80,000 who did that as well. And I met one of them. So 86 of you out there, thank you for doing your best. Zero tape on the JBC, that's Judge's Booth Controller, and the e-scan, that's the big giant Scantron devices. The zero tape is the printed tape report that prints as a result of starting up the equipment. This report verifies that all counts are set at zero for every candidate or measure. The precinct members check, sign, and post sets of each report at poll opening. That's right. So, had a bunch of my notes under there, but somehow it relates to pinball. Okay. Seals glossary. And here are the photographs of the white wire seal, the red wire seal, the red tape seal, the blue tape seal, the voted ballot seal, and the unvoted ballot seal. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. We're coming into a break. I don't take your calls on the show, and you need to call RBN and support it.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I could easily get lost in that particular piece because that's the best description of the music inside my head, okay? The virtuoso, the concertos, yeah, that's what you want to be bombing hills to on your CD, with your CD player and your big old headphones zip-tied to your helmet so the magnets aren't right next to your precious ears and all your acupuncture meridians. Your ears and antenna represents the whole body. Don't stick a magnet near it. My best advice. So welcome back. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. I had hoped to be talking about Philippe Petit, and I'll do that right here and now. I cut in with this. 2 score and 7 years ago, when that incredible man-made, pretty amazing thing, isn't it? When those were nearing completion, Philippe, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-E, Petit, as in the Petit jury, Philippe Petit and his buddies ran a wire from tower to tower. And now that's a man, okay? And he danced, he played, he laid down, he knelt in a salute for nearly an hour, and all of New York's best got up on one of the other towers with the bullhorn and said, you're under arrest, yeah? And you know what Philippe said, probably in some other beautiful foreign languages, come and take it, Molon Labe, whatever, whatever, okay? Yeah, so, yeah, okay, for just letting you know, I'm also going to be getting a book that he wrote or an authorized biography or something like that, and then I'll do a quick review on it because it's excellent material. And, yeah, I'll cover a little bit more on the after the bottom of the hour break, and I will just squeeze in that the next 7 pages of the poll worker quiz contain 34 questions, and I'm going to save us all of the trouble. I'm going to skip that part, and it is your duty and your charge. You have been warned. I'm not going to have innocent blood on my hands or my head because I didn't warn people. I can tell when I've warned them enough because then they vanish into the shadows, shall we say, and I'm going to admonish a couple of people in this short segment here, and the most important thing is I'm going to give every man an answer from God's Word, the Bible, and Reb, don't you dare call and leave and clog up my voicemail. Don't you slander me on the air, and I did record that little segment there. I just happened to be, let's say, inspired to listen to RBN for a little bit. So, Reb, peace, be still. We all need to, and you inform your people, do not dial that 911. You get your telephone book, you do your homework, you get your sheriff's office dispatcher, you get your fire dispatcher, you get your highway patrol dispatcher, and everybody that has a dispatcher that has jurisdiction in your area, etc. You write the non-emergency dispatch number and the emergency dispatch number. Coming back on the other side of this break to the Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive property of RBN. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
lot of these tunes, Yngwie plays every instrument, got accompanied by one of his buddies, I think, doing some keyboard-style vocals, and that will raise your level of awareness. And did you know that John Diamond, who's a medical doctor and an applied kinesiologist, diplomate even, wrote this paper? Some papers, the best papers, are at the International College of Applied Kinesiology, showing how the corpus callosum, or that yellow body, that you can hook up both sides of your brain, both hemispheres, by listening to Baroque classical music, non-vocal. And if you have that state of your brain and you listen that way when you study, you should also be, let's say, listening to that and have your brain in the same state when you test that you did when you studied. John Diamond, MD, AKA diplomate. That is a great book. Your body cannot lie as well. More on that later. So, last week's voicemails, what's even more unattractive than a whining, complaining, murmuring, clamorous woman would be a man doing the same. So whoever, whatever that was on that voicemail, whining about stuff, A, here's my answer, nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares. B, maybe you should be getting your own radio station and channel and show if you think it's so important. And C, you better catch up on what's going on locally. And MYOB, mind your own business. And do not call my voicemail and clog it up with your parroting of lies. You need to study to be quiet. So I'll be reading 2 Timothy 2:15 and 1 Thessalonians 4:1:1. So here are your answers from the Bible. Okay? So the nice thing, or not the nice thing, the good thing is that Thessalonians is right next to Timothy. So it's in your New Testament near the back. And these are good books because it talks about being a soldier. And I'm going to pick up right here. 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to actually do it a little backwards, 4:1:1. 1 Thessalonians 4:1:1. And may God bless the doers of his word. May he bind that spirit of slumber where the eyes don't see and the ears don't hear. May God draw you to him profusely on maybe the eve of the coming of Jesus. Exciting time. Here we go. Chapter 4, verse 11. Here's your 4:1:1 in the first book of Thessalonians. And that ye study to be quiet, also for you, Reb, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, because there's some delicious elk steaks, and men that eat that stuff, yeah. Okay, 2 Timothy, here we go, the second epistle of Paul to the Apostle Timothy, chapter 2:15, that's easy to remember, we just had some stupid proposition, 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, 30 minutes of that, Reb. Do not call. Here's my notice. Do not call. Okay. Here's my public notice. For they will increase unto more ungodliness. See, shun the profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And did you know you are to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker or cancer, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, they are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Okay, enough of that. You do your homework. The prophet Jeremiah had the most to say about innocent blood. And I've prepared a quick study here. So I'm going to be reading from the book of Jeremiah, Old Testament, and a couple of entries out of Matthew. And you know the rules. Whoso sheddeth innocent blood, figure it out. And the reason the flood came in the first place was because of violence on the earth. It goes all the way back to Cain. There is nothing new under the sun. Jordan is spoken of in the Old Testament, and so I hate every false way. Let God be true and every man a liar. I am perfectly serious. So the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament, I'm going to read verses 2:34. Chapter 2, verse 34, chapter 7, verse 6, chapter 19, verse 4, chapter 22, verses 3 and 17, and then 26, 15, and maybe a little background here, too. And, yeah, because it's not really important to talk about my experiences unless I can glorify God and be doing his will. So I won't waste your time on the air. So here we go, chapter 2:34. And if anyone does have extra office supplies, sticky notes that you're not using to do your physics homework or Bible studies, you can mail them to P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. And thank you in advance. So, here we go. Jeremiah 2:34. And I'm just going to pick up here. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Yeah, so, pardon me. Okay, now I'm going to turn to verse 6 and chapter 7. If ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods, with a little g, to your hurt. Neither walk after other little g gods to your hurt. Then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave your fathers forever and ever. Next paragraph and section. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not? Yeah, somebody needs to read all of that again and again. Then I'm going to flip to page, 19, chapter 19, verse 4. Here we go. Because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place and have burned incense in it unto other little g gods whom neither they nor their fathers have known nor the kings of Judah and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. There's a great Margaret Becker tune called Innocence. And I did get to see her live back in the day. Probably at Knott's Berry Farm or something. She shreds on the guitar. And let's see, we're picking up 19, chapter 19, verse 4. And that's one page back here. Because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, those are the Jews, by the way, the believing Jews, okay, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. And I'm going to chapter 22, verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered or spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong. Do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed blood, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the thrones of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people, because there's some slaying going to take place. Going to pick up with verse 17 real quick. But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for the covetousness and for to shed innocent blood and for oppression and for violence to do it. And then 26:15. I put that in because. But know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. And that's the prophet Jeremiah when he was arrested and then released subsequently. Ah, the cats are boxing. That's not good. Hold on one second. Pardon me. me for the cat break. I had to close the sliding glass door because there is a just way too many gas-powered leaf blowers up here in Tahoe. Yeah. But travel here is prohibited. See you on the other side of this break. Dr. Kelly with Grand Jury Reawakening.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Close that pie hole, liar. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening, and the thought occurred to me that those 30 minutes of vain babbling could have read out loud the good word of the good Lord. And if you double that time, you can read through the entire Bible four times in 1 year and 40 days. 40 days. I'd love that number, too. Yeah, you could read through the Bible four times, 1 hour a day, 1 year, and 40 days. Can't think of anything better to do with your mouth, because I'm tired of hearing your mouth. Take your money and get out, because I'm getting tired of your mouth. Okay. I'm going to pick up in Matthew 27, going to read 4 and 24 and 37, just for a bonus. So verse 4 in chapter 27 is Judas, verse 24 is Pilate, and 37 are some nice all caps that Pilate wrote. So here we go, 27:4. saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Tragic. Because God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So repent. Verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. See ye to it. And then in all caps, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Make no mistake. If you're going to badmouth the unbelieving Jews, by all means, use all the words. Otherwise, did you know that you're moving your tongue against the Lord's anointed? And that's not a fight you're going to win. So here we go. I'll just wind out till the show is over. I had a seminar planned in Litchfield, Connecticut on 9/13/2001. Tuesday morning, I woke up. That's usually when we do the farmer's market. I noticed the sky was creepy yellow and things didn't feel right. Got rid of the TV in 1991. So I called my associate because we do the farmer's market to educate people. As a chiropractic doctor, you know, I taught anatomy, yada, yada. And it was just too weird. Like, the guy's like, turn the TV on. I'm like, I haven't had a TV since 91. But I found out, I rigged it up. They called me Lady MacGyver. I hooked it up to the cable and saw that. Called my buddy Matt Delisle in Boston. At instant, we both said, it's 911. Bye. I observed there was no geoengineering for days after that. But you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.